What do you hold on to that you do not need? And what do you desire that you do not have? Things are falling away, even as things are being gathered to you, as you continue with me. For the path into the fullness that my Son walked in with me was the path of humility, a continual humbling, the same path upon which I am leading a remnant. This comes by a continual seeking of my face, by communion with my Spirit of grace. This is the communion I desire with all my saints. The days ahead of which I often speak will require blinders, for it is not another man's walk that is the matter, but the path by which I lead. Many voices will tell you the way in which you should walk, but I know the way in which I lead, and I lead very purposefully. Your fellowship with me is the supply room for all that is needed, and I have given you keys to reach into places in our fellowship to receive treasures in me that are freely given. Fellowship with me are words from my heart, and my invitations to come are from desires within me. For all that is good and all that is attainable is in fellowship with me. I have called you to be a people who receive mysteries revealed, that they might be woven into your very being in me, a people who pull out the miraculous. And I have called you to be a people founded in fellowship, for this is the substance and stability of all things. There will be others who pull out the miraculous, and others who have a measure of fellowship, but not all will have the soundness of doctrine you are receiving or the maturing of the image within. I must have the mature in sound doctrine, in the excellence of love, those who have traveled paths with me, and who, like my Son and those early disciples, have been tested and proven, who come deeper and deeper into an intimate maturity. I am raising up a people who will not only be vessels through whom I can do many things by my Spirit's power, but I intend to use the spiritual syllabus being written in your hearts to teach others so that they too might follow the path you have walked in fellowship with my Spirit. I have given you keys by which you might enter into greater levels and greater depths that are in me. These keys do not fail and are the entrance into all that is available in me for those trained by my Spirit to walk purposefully and intimately with me. All may be trained. All may enter in, for many are called, but few are chosen. You will be glad in the days ahead that you did not leave the pathway upon which I lead. The pressures that come and are often increasing are not of me. But as you continue your step-by-step purposeful walk with my Spirit, great will be your victories. My paths do not fail. My leadership does not falter. I have led you forth by my Spirit through the midst of your enemies to possess land in me. On the other side of that which you are possessing is the entrance into the beginnings of that which I have been speaking. Even now, great rejoicing is at hand in spirit times with me, for my Spirit bears witness with yours of the nearness of promises you have heard from me. Stay strong in me. Stay strong in the midst of times when the other side seems a far-off thing. Stay strong, for I am leading a band of warriors very purposefully into a place in me that will not only be a place of victory, but it will be a platform in my Spirit by which I can position you to have an impact for me on people, places, and happenings. So continue to trust me in my leading and in the promises I have uttered, and stand strong in confidence and rejoicing, for you are in my footsteps, and I am pleased.